It leads me into my testimony that I want to give you. I got a couple of testimonies. Remember me telling you about Christopher, was his name? How he got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and within a week of being baptized in the Holy Ghost, he had a word of knowledge about going to the Holocaust up in Hayhar, Georgia. Y'all remember that? Y'all were looking at me when I had told us.
I was trying to recollect, but yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyhow, the Lord, he was pulling out of Hardee's. Hardee's is on this side, and the Huddle House is over here, and it's just maybe a hop and a skip from the interstate, I-75. And so he was pulling out, and the Lord told him to go to the Huddle House. And he was like, I'm not hungry. And they serve crazy food. I mean, he's real... conscientious about his diet and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't hold that against people. Every now and then you just need good old greasy food, you know. Really get you right down here. So he turned to go home because he had some perishables in his grocery items list, and the Lord begins to go back to the Lord. And so he helped me. And this guy, Christopher, had been coming to our meetings up at my office for almost a year. And he's an accountant. And he was very nice and very civil, but he was asking questions, and he kept coming back. You know, I'm thinking this guy's getting on slippery slopes. You know, he was a treasure hunt, treasure. And so he started coming because he was the clues, and so he started coming, and he was like the Bereans. You remember they studied when Paul was there, and he studied the scriptures to see what Paul was saying to find out if He was kind of like that, and he was very intellectual, not obnoxiously intellectual. And, I had somebody tell me this week, he found out I had a PhD, and he looked at me and he said, you hide your education really well. And I sat there and I was scratching my head, and I said, thank you, I thank.
That was an insult. been here, done that.
So anyhow, I just smiled. I said, okay. I can almost start using big words or something. Anyhow, so he goes in there and he walks into the Huddle House, and immediately the Lord speaks to him and says, tell the people to get out. This place is going to catch on fire. Now that's a stretch. All right? That's a stretch. All right? It's particularly... For a young man, he had a month before received Jesus, and then a week before this encounter, had been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And so he, I looked at him, I said, dude, lay hands on me, man. I don't know if I could have done that, And so he walks in, and he shares this. The guy comes over, and the manager comes over. And I said, Chris, what did you do? He said, I just told him. He said, okay, what was his reaction? He said, you need to get people out of here because this place is on fire. And he said, oh, no. They have the open flame kitchen, type of thing. He said, it's just the kitchen. Sometimes we get that, that particular, smoke smell, and then eggs are cooking and all this other kind of stuff. Everything's fine. And he said, well, no. He said, I really sense that something's wrong here. And he said, being a good manager, he said, let me get you a salad. And so, we gave him a salad. Maybe he ordered the salad. I may be getting the story wrong. But he said, after I got through picking off the quote bad stuff, all I had left was lettuce and tomatoes. And he was eating it, and the guy came over and said, are you okay now? He said, sir, I really think that you need to call the fire department. And the look on his face was, I'm going to call the fire department just to shut you up. And the fire department came. And they were there maybe 5 to 8 minutes, and they went up and looked in there, and there was a fire running the electric lines. Mm-hmm. And they came